fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's our favorite day of the week.
Oh, I was just living for Tuesday. Always living for Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I actually had a decent Monday. And the reason being is because in, like, I want to say August last year, I joined the gym.
Yep.
And I said, I only want to join for 3 months.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever way it worked out, it was going to cancel itself in January. It wasn't going to go past January. Okay? So in January, I go to the gym one day. And it's like, you don't have an account here. I'm like, oh yeah. Can you roll that over? Can you put me back on the system? He's like, yeah, no problem. Only this amount of money. And then I got sick. Mm. And I have not gone since. And that was the 6th of January.
Mm.
Right? And so I said this to him a couple of weeks ago. I was like, can I just pause my membership? Because I'm still kind of sick. And every time I go to the gym, I'm like really out of breath and I can't do much. Yeah. And he's like, all right, yeah, okay. So we paused the gym and I just did nothing yesterday but sat in bed and watched Apple TV. And that's what I did for the entire day. And did I feel guilty? No. Because guilt is out in 2025.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Are you being charged for the gym at the moment?
No. They paused it there for like 2 weeks ago. And they said they'll pause it. We'll talk about it next month.
They're
again.
Actually so sound. And if you're in that position as well, I was the same with my boxing.
Yeah.
I was due to like renew last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just know there's so much going on. Just give me like, I said, I'll be back in routine and everything will have calmed down by the 24th.
Exactly.
Which is next Monday.
Yeah, give me until then.
Can you just hold off?
Yeah.
I'm just going to waste it.
No, you're dead right. Dead right.
And there's no bother.
See, there we go. Guilt is out in 2025.
No. Doing things at your own pace. Do you hear what
that's
I'm saying?
It. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Not butting in or out from anybody.
Recharged.
Charlie XCX has been loving life at the moment. She's on tour in Australia and she seems to be enjoying all that Australia has
what
to offer.
What a year she's had, or what a even year and a half she's had.
Unbelievable.
It was so bizarre because she's been big for a while and now she's just worldwide famous.
I don't know if she was as big in America before Brat.
No, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. She was always big here. Like
yes.
She was always big in the
Europe,
UK and stuff. And now she's just worldwide.
Yeah, massively. I always just get jealous in general. I know you always hear about the negative sides to it. But at the same time, I'm just jealous of the idea of someone going on tour. I'm
like, oh, really?
Oh, just the idea of having
a couple
of weeks in Australia. I just want to see a bit of the place, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
It's a great excuse to like see a bit of the world, but I know sometimes they don't get the opportunity to if they're kept in the hotels and all the rest.
Yeah,
anyway,
they never get to see. They only get to see the crowd, really, don't they?
She seems to have been having a good time, but she did have a close call with one of Australia's snakes, a python. And she was talking online saying, I had the best time in Australia and New Zealand playing these shows with some of my faves. Thanks a lot for coming to see me and all the rest. And she said, but I can't believe I nearly stepped on a python.
Ooh.
And she shared the photo of the python in question and the journalists are looking at it going, oh yeah, that's a lethal lad.
Snakes everywhere around here, isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Snakes everywhere.
Even down under. But I was looking then at, obviously she got away with that one pretty lightly, but other kind of, I was initially looking for, I suppose, did artists when they were travelling abroad ever get sick in a different country or, you know, deal with the wildlife in that way or whatever? And I stumbled across more so the injuries that were sustained when people were on tour. And some of them are fascinating. Back in 2012, Lady Gaga was accidentally hit in the head by a metal prop piece during a show. Again, this is in New Zealand. She had to leave the stage, assess the injury. She was black and blue in the face. She said, I want to apologise. I did hit my head and I think I have concussion, but don't you worry, I'll finish the show.
My God, fair
sometimes
play
to her. Like, stop being stupid. Just
go to the hospital.
Concussion, girl. Go to the hospital. Enrique Iglesias. Oh, my teenage love. He was reaching for this flying camera drone during a gig so he could like take the drone and get a shot of the audience while he was doing a dance on stage.
Okay, never ever a good idea to grab a drone in the air.
I don't think so either, right? Well, he grabbed the wrong end of it. He severely cut, chopped up almost, it looked like his hands and fingers.
Oh,
he ended up finishing the show, but like his hand wrapped in this real bloody t-shirt that was dripping everywhere. It looked gross. Grimes was electrocuted during a Dublin show. Would you
Grimes,
believe?
As in Elon Musk's ex?
No. The singer, songwriter, UK?
Yeah, Elon Musk's ex.
No way!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. Anyway, one of her earpieces malfunctioned. And she said, Dublin, a million apologies that my pedal failed and I was electrocuted. There are tears in my eyes, but y'all are so wonderful.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Getting literally electrocuted. This is pretty rock star behaviour now, in fairness. But during a show back in 2015, Dave Grohl fell off the stage and he broke his leg. Literally broke his leg. And I've broke my leg before, and the last thing I'm doing is going on stage. Holy mother of God, that pain
really?
That just shoots through every part of your body.
That's the most Dave Grohl thing ever.
He got back on stage a while later saying, I might not be able to walk or run, but I can still play guitar and scream.
Yeah.
All right,
he's just so great.
This is the wildest one, I think, of all. Kesha once accidentally electrocuted her private parts, let's just say, during a performance. She said that she wanted to use power tools and show sparks and magic, but at one point she was kind of doing a sexy dance that included a bit of grinding, I suppose.
Sure.
And while doing that around all the tools that she had brought for the show to make it more magic, she ended up electrocuting her private parts, and her quote about the experience was, it was super scary and intense. So there you go.
Did she enjoy it?
I don't know. It was super scary and intense.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station, this is Spin. It's Em and Dave. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I know I'm so behind on this. Not that I'm behind on it, I've kind of been actually up to date on it, but I'm only talking about it now, and it's probably going to get a bit annoying because it's something that people have been talking about online for the last couple of weeks, and that's only kind of something I can feel like I'm ready to talk about finally.
I feel like, is this the thing you've been talking about for a while off the air, being like, I need to talk
to you about this,
right? Okay. Look, consider me hooked. I don't really know what the full story here.
It's called Dubai chocolate, and I just don't get it. Everyone on TikTok is either eating this, buying it, or making it themselves.
Dubai chocolate.
It's called Dubai chocolate, and it's all over my FYP, right? And people are making themselves, people are going into M&S and stuff to buy it. Basically what it is pistachio chocolate.
Okay, and nutty chocolate.
Yeah, nutty chocolate. But so many people on my FYP are making it themselves, and it all starts off the exact same way, and I'm really, really confused. And if you know, you know. But basically it'll start off with, like, it'll be a tray, and they'll put in these, like, colourful droplets in.
Right.
And they'll make some crap design, and then they'll go and melt chocolate, like, say, a big Milka bar, or say a big, like, Cadbury's bar or whatever. They'll melt that, and they'll put that over the little mess that they've just made with colour, whatever.
Ink or dye or something.
Yeah, but it's like edible. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, dye.
So they go and they get this thing, right, and they start chopping it up. It's called Kataifi pastry, or Kataifi pastry. Basically what it looks like is straw.
Okay.
And they go and they chop that up, and they get, like, pistachio stuff, and they put that all into the straw or whatever it is, Kataifi pastry, mix it up, and then they pour that on top of the chocolate, and then put more chocolate on top, and then freeze it, and that's your Dubai chocolate. And the whole point of it is, when you, like, crack it open, it looks like hairy chocolate.
Well, that's not doesn't
it's
great.
So bizarre, and I don't really understand what people's, like, take
is this
on
just,
this is?
Someone just say, oh my god, I went to Dubai and I got lovely chocolate, and everyone's like, oh, this is a thing.
But I don't know what, I don't know if it's even, like, is, if maybe someone knows more.
I just looked it up. It does look really hairy.
It looks hairy, doesn't it?
It almost looks like an elaborate, good old fashioned golden crisp.
Do you think?
As in, do you know, like a golden crisp in Dairy Milk version would just have the little bits. Is it the inside of a crunchy texture? Is that what's going on?
No, it's not at all. It's like soft, I'm pretty sure. Oh. Not that it's soft, because, like, you have, like, the pistachio and you'd have the straw.
Ew, I see the
pastry.
Dye here. So it's like this kind of green, like, it depends obviously
it looks
on what
like
dye you add.
If you got
this.
A tiny, tiny little spoon that you could go in between the two walls of chocolate and eat out the pistachio stuff. If anyone has had it now, please let me know, is it actually decent? 0877 11 103, because it just looks too much.
Like graffiti chocolate that is vomiting out something that looks like golden crisp.
So do you see what I mean with the, like, kind of the ink dye,
the edible dye?
So it's kind of like this weird design. It's on every single one of them for some reason. It's just like their specialty. And then when you crack open the bar, everyone cracks open the bar the same way. It's always on TikTok. And it's just like hairy chocolate comes out. It's a bit bizarre.
It gives me the vibe of when the collaboration between Dairy Milk and, or no, it wasn't Dairy Milk at all, actually. Sorry. Apologies, Cadbury. Don't think I didn't say what you use. It was just the Tato release in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And there was all this hype about it, and then everyone was like, it's actually not great.
I actually really liked that when Tato did that.
Did you?
Yeah, the chocolate Tato bar. But it's kind of like that vibe where it's just like, oh, this will be weird. So, yeah, I don't know. I find it bizarre, and I do want to try it at some point, but also,
I think I figured out what the thing is in the middle, Dave, because it's everywhere, this recipe. I've just Googled it to see what the fuss is.
Is it not that kataifi pastry, no? Kataifi.
Yeah, okay, cool. But I think it says the filling is pistachio spread.
Yeah, so that'd be on top of this straw type thing, which is the kataifi pastry.
And chopped pistachios.
Yeah, okay. It's so weird. Also, pistachio. What's going on with that flavour? I don't know. It's bizarre. The chocolate was fine on its own.
Nutty chocolate's good, man.
Yeah, I know, but still, the chocolate was absolutely fine on its own.
why are you limiting yourself to pistachios? Almonds and chocolate are unreal.
There you go. There's another one, but wouldn't that be Abu Dhabi chocolate? So
I got my boyfriend in for the first time ever. He had a fruit nut the other day, and he was like, why have I never had one of these before?
Really?
Unbelievable.
No. Not for me. Chocolate is just chocolate.
Little raisins
and fruit
in there.
Is fruit, and you know, raisins are raisins. Just don't mix them. Stop it.
Fair.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
It is Emma and Dave.
What's going on?
If you fancy yourself €200 in cold hard cash this morning, well, listen up, because KFC's Zinger Double Down is back across KFCs in Ireland until the 16th of March, and they're celebrating giving us prizes to give away.
I don't like doing this on the show, and I'll tell you why, KFC, because I'm starving now and it looks unbelievable. I've been watching TikToks about this, and it's one of those things where it's like instant salivation. You know what I mean? The Zinger Double Down is full on spiced with two Zinger fillets, spicy supercharger sauce, two cheese slices and a crispy hash brown.
So wait, now, let's look at this. Yeah, go on, talk me through that.
Basically, it's just like, it's like two fillets, right? And that's the bun. Like, there's no bread in this.
Oh, yeah, really good for you then.
Yeah.
Less carbs.
And spicy supercharger sauce, two cheese slices, crispy hash brown in the middle, and you just, it's so good, man. So good. And basically, to celebrate this masterpiece, we got €100 in cash to give away. And I know you're thinking, Emma just said €200. But listen up. Listen. Right? We have €100 cash to give away. All you have to do is come on and tell us a zinger, which is a joke. Make us laugh, right? Then you win £100. Great. And then we're going to say, hey, do you have another joke? And you're going to go, yes, Emma and Dave, I do have another joke. You're going to tell us another joke, and we're going to give you another €100. Because someone came on yesterday and they were like, yeah, there's just one joke. And we said, right, you have another one for another £100. And she went, nah.
You see, guys, like, here's the thing, you know, it's KFC's Zinger Double Down.
Yeah, you want to double down.
We want to see if you can double down on it, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
So look, if you'd like to bag yourself £200 this morning with KFC, WhatsApp us a joke now to 087 711 1038. You can be bagging all that cash this morning. It would be just lovely.
If we laugh, if we laugh. It has to be funny.
We did say yesterday, we don't have to be, like, falling around the place. But if you get, like, a...
yeah. Make it short as well. Don't be one of those people, right? So three people walk into a bar, right? And then the person says this to this one and the other one says this.
That's not in the brief. You can be as long as you want. WhatsApp is a joke now. 087 711 1038. You could be taking £200 off us in the next few minutes on the show.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
KFC's Zinger Double Down is back across KFC in Ireland until the 16th of March, and they've given us prizes to give away to celebrate just that.
The Zinger Double Down, it's a full-on kind of spice with two Zinger fillets, spicy supercharger sauce, two cheese slices and a crispy hash brown. It sounds something else.
It sounds so
Dave
good.
Just explained to me that there's no like burger bun here. The Zinger fillets are essentially the bun.
The burger bun.
Just imagine like having your little tissue around the outside of that, giving it a good munch.
Do you know what? I actually only realised last night that I have free will and I can do whatever I want at all time because I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm just looking at this KFC Zinger Double Down and I'm like, yeah, that's lunch. That's lunch. I free will. I'm going to do that.
It's actually so true. Sometimes I forget that too.
Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes I'm like, nah, I have eggs in the fridge. Go home. And then I'm like, nah.
A lot of people text me last night because I put up my Instagram story about having free will and they were like, have free will. Or figuring out you have free will or remembering you have free will is so exciting.
It's brilliant.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you really put a pep in my step now this morning.
If you're listening and you're, you know, under the age of 18, you can't. But see your mom or your dad driving the car. They can do whatever they want.
We have loads of cash to give away all this week to celebrate the KFC Zinger Double Down. €100 cash. And if you come on and give us a bit of a zinger, a bit of a joke. If you double down and give us a second joke, you could be upgraded to €200.
Nice.
Maria is hoping to do just that this morning. What's the crack?
Hey, sorry, it's the kids in the car doing their joke.
Oh, very good. What is your name's Maria, I presume, is it?
I'm Maria.
Maria, how are you? What's the crack for your day?
We're literally on the way down. Runs,
you're doing the school run, so they're going to school. What are you doing?
I'm going to sport.
And Maria, is it midterm then for your kids later in the week? I know it's a bit funny. Some are in all week, some are out half
Wednesday's
the week.
Wednesday's midterm.
Oh, savage! Do you look forward to that, or do you can't stand that?
I look forward to it because we're actually moving houses, so I need to put everything away and settle in.
Okay, very good. And you can get the kids to help you while they're on midterm. I like it, Maria. I like your thought process. Okay, let's see if I like your joke. What have you got for us?
Well, Ava has been talking.
All right,
Ava,
go on.
Why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know, Ava. Why did the cow cross the road?
To go to the movies.
it's been around for a while. All right, okay. Very
Ava,
good,
I tell
Ava.
You what, that joke is worth €100.
To your mom.
But your mother now has to tell us the second joke for another €100. What has Maria got?
Sorry, Noel said he gave me a joke. He said, how does the ocean say hello?
Okay, go on.
How does the ocean say hello, lads?
It waves.
Hey!
Oh, that's perfect.
I actually really liked that one.
I can't believe I've never heard that before
that's
in all
very
of my
good.
Years. Listen, Maria and Co, £200 courtesy of KFC's Zinger Double Down is all yours.
Nice one, Maria and Co. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Very cute. That is the easiest €200
of all time.
Of all, Maria, you're robbing a living. Robbing a living. My God,
this is so cool. A Denial is a River from Doechii. If you don't know it, give it a chance. Okay,
it's so good.
Took
oh, also by the way, more chances to win a KFC tomorrow. We're going to do that after 9.
Yes, tomorrow after 9. Doechii now at Spin.
What's up, Doechii?
Hey, girl.
Morning.
Morning.
Do you remember ages ago I was telling you that my intention was to bring my granny to Dublin and bring her to the Olympia to the tumbling paddies?
I remember the Olympia. I don't know what it was for. Was it for the tumbling paddies?
It was for the tumbling paddies.
What is that?
They are paddies who tumble. Only joking. They're like
it's an acrobatics group.
They are like a trad band, I guess.
Okay.
And like
that sounds great.
She'd be really into that. But then as the date kind of grew closer and closer, the kind of reality of the situation was just a bit silly.
Okay.
It's kind of, when I looked at videos of the tumbling paddies, it's quite a rowdy crowd.
I'd imagine so.
And, you know, my granny is a 91-year-old lady. Hmm. And I just realised maybe this isn't the wisest decision right now. So we said, look...
Yeah, maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah, look, when you're a bit older. You know, when you're more ready for it.
Yeah. You're more mature.
Yeah. I know she's listening this morning. Morning, morning.
Good morning.
So we said, we'll do something again. So we'll mark in a date. And myself and my sister, because the plan was myself and my sister were going to do something. We want to just like hang out and do something together.
Yeah.
So the date in the diary is now this Friday.
Okay, amazing.
And I was chatting to my sister on the phone last night. I said, what do you think like we should do? We just do dinner. And
so she is coming to Dublin?
She's not coming to Dublin. I'm going to them.
Okay.
But we're going to have a sleepover at my granny's house in Waterford City. And my niece Florence wants to come. She's only 5.
Very nice.
So we've decided.
All the gals.
What makes everyone happy? 5 and 91 and 31 and 33.
Okay.
Paddington. I think Paddington.
We were only talking about Paddington last night with my housemates.
Makes everyone happy.
Yes.
Paddington is currently in cinemas. So I think for the first time in I don't know how many years, my granny's going to be going to the cinema on Friday.
Very nice.
Good idea.
Yeah, I really like it. Do the whole thing now. Do get the popcorn, get the,
oh, the
get
lot.
Drinks. Yeah,
minstrels
the lot. Yeah.
Mixed in.
If you have, maybe get the VIP treatment, you know, the big couches at the back.
It did make
like
me think though, that, you know, the way I can't really sit through a film or in the cinema without taking a few breaks, walking around the lobby,
going
to the bathroom, going for that mosey. Just find it very hard to sit still. I think I get it from her because when my sister said this, I said, my only concern is I don't think Granny can do movies. She's like, I don't have the concentration for them.
Right, okay.
So it's great. I'll have a pal to go wandering with. Go for another walk.
Perfect.
We'll go for another stroll. Let's see what's going on. We get more popcorn. Yeah, cool. Granny.
That's very good.
Want to go to the loo and have a chat? Yeah, okay, Granny. So that's happening Friday. Boom.
The worst person in the world to go to the cinema with.
Thank you.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. And if you weren't with us yesterday for whatever reason, what's going on?
What the hell? What were you doing?
Excuse?
What the hell?
Me?
Where were you?
Do you want to talk about
what
it?
What were you doing? My room. My office later on. My room. Don't be. That's weird. Sorry. Messed up.
You would have missed this.
Get ready. Spin 103X. Golden Ticket.
Hey, hey. It is back.
Woo!
It's took a little break for the summer and then for the winter. I think it's just kind of as in hibernation, like a bear.
Yeah, dead right. It needed a little break away to go and figure out a good prize to come back. And boy, did it come up with the goods. The golden ticket is here. It's back. We want to sort you out with 7 nights in the sun. All thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Again, it's not 7 nights in Dave's room. It is 7 nights away.
No, it is. Yeah, 7 nights away. Don't even worry about it. But if you are still away for 7 nights, we expect you to turn up and listen into the show every morning. Right?
Absolutely.
Just make sure, right? So basically, we're going to sort you out with your flights. 7 nights at Pierre and Vic. Vacances Village in Fuerteventura, so you can just kick back, relax and enjoy the sun.
It's very much that time of year where everyone's trying to figure out where to go, what's the plan, when to book the annual leave.
Literally for, in the last couple of days, me and Pippa have been like, what are we doing, where are we going? We're going to, you know what I mean? To be honest, I would love to go to Fuerteventura.
Anything that's over this temperature by a few would do me lovely.
Yeah,
just
I'm
now.
Happy with that.
If you would like a shot at winning this gorgeous week in the sun, all with thanks to sunway.ie, you need to message us now to get on to play the golden ticket. And by doing that, you just message us the word golden. Send the word golden in a WhatsApp. Then we'll know you want to go on your holidays. 087 711 1038 is our number. Just the word golden now, please.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Spins
fully charged.
Morning, welcome.
Oh, good morning. How are we?
Well, it's a funny week. I'd say a lot of people are delighted to be realising, oh, wait, some of the kids are on midterm. My drive to work won't be half as bad.
Our boss said he made it in and it took him 20 minutes and it usually takes him an hour.
My housemate woke up yesterday morning and was like, oh my God, an extra 15 minutes in bed. The dream.
Oh my God.
You know those feelings when you're... Do you remember being the commuter at this time before we did the shift?
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be lovely to have that like 15 minutes left.
Oh, unbelievable. And just not be sitting in the traffic for as long.
Do you know when producer Callum says we can come in at 5:30 instead of 6? And you're like, oh, thank you. This is a great day. Now, it happens once every 6 months, I want to say.
I think I found a solution to you being a little bit healthier, learning to cook a little bit.
Oh, I don't wanna, do I want to know?
I think you do. And again, this isn't a free plug because I want to talk about something, but it's not a paid for thing.
Okay.
You often talk about your fit foods and your...
Pure power nutrition.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Well, I'd like to give a little minute to HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my housemate gets this.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, so HelloFresh have been advertising for so long, and it's funny, isn't it? Word of mouth, lads. Because my housemate started getting HelloFresh deliveries in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And with the most respect, Emer, I love you. She's not the best cook.
No.
Until she discovered HelloFresh. Do you understand how it works?
Is it like they send you meals?
But they send you the ingredients and then they send you a complete
simple guide.
But like, for example, last night I made this... I got on board and I ordered it last week.
Really? Okay.
And so I said, no, it's my turn. Like, you did cook loads of meals for me last week. I'll cook this week. And basically, I ordered these like prawns, linguine, and it all sounds a bit much. But like, for example, I can make a pasta and prawns, no problem. But I can't make it taste exceptional.
Okay.
Until I got all the flavours I need with this little package.
I'd be the same.
And the good thing about it is, it doesn't send you loads of stuff. Like, if I wanted carrots, I'm going to get a bag of 16 carrots. I don't need 16 carrots. I'm living with one person. I need two.
Yeah.
Get me?
Yeah.
So they send you exactly the amount you need.
For two people. That's brilliant.
So, for example, last night, when would I ever in my fridge just have an aubergine?
Yeah.
I never would. But last night, because they had exactly the amount of food for two people, I cooked the most delicious thing I've ever cooked in like 20 minutes.
Okay, you're selling me now.
Emer walked in, like, I'm talking about the flavour, Dave. Do you know, normally we'd just be like, a bit of pasta sauce, bit of butter, be grand.
Honestly.
This was like, no, just literally chop up that piece of garlic I gave you and throw it in. I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible.
Okay.
It's changed my life.
Honestly, you've really sold me. The only problem is the cooking bit. I like the Pure Power Nutritions because they arrive or I buy them in the shop and then nuke them for 5 minutes and then I'm eating.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean?
But this, in total, in terms of preparation, took me 20
minutes. So what might be a new hobby? Dave cooks.
I'm telling you.
The best thing about HelloFresh is the ad where it goes, hello. Wait,
so
you'll hear it. It's fast.
This is Spin Morning. Spin. Hope you're good this morning.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Days.
Let's give someone away a holiday, shall we?
Sorry, the girl was just doing her, holidays.
Golden ticket, it's back, baby. We want to sort you out with 7 nights in the sun. Oh, thanks to sunlight.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We're chatting flights, 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura. So you can just kick back, relax and enjoy the sun.
Myself and Dave were Googling this hotel yesterday, just ogling over it, going, oh.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
It's like their little apartments, which is nice, because you can just doss around yourself, and like all the individual pools, and you know, all the little thatch roofed sun sun shady things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, God, wouldn't it be just wonderful?
Oh, lads,
and just going to like a little supermarket in Fuerteventura and getting all the little Spanish treats.
Getting a few nuts.
A few crisps.
Yeah, a few bottles of agua.
Oh, God.
Oh, lads, bring it on.
A dream.
If you would like to register to play, all you need to do is message us the word golden at any stage, although this prize could be gone this morning because Sam wants to give it a lash. How are you this morning, Sam?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Really good. Where are you off to this morning? I can predict it's probably work, is it?
No, I'm actually on my way to my house to let a builder in.
Oh, right, okay. So where are you going from? Are you going from work or where are you going from?
No, you're getting the whole story here. I'm on maternity leave, so I'm not.
Okay, great.
And have you had Baba or is Baba on the way?
No, Baba's on the way. She's very soon.
Very exciting. So I'm still no clearer. You're going home. Where are you going home from?
We're living with my partner's parents at the minute, just while our kitchen is getting done up.
Gotcha.
Very good.
So you can't be having the dust going in when you're
yes,
a child.
I'm with you.
Know?
Okay, yeah. Very good. That yeah. sounds great. And what's the plan for the day?
Plan for the day is just to go to the house, do all that, and then I have a midwife appointment later.
Oh my God, very exciting. And I'm always doing this with the to be mammies. Is it your first?
Yes, it is.
That's exciting, Sam.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, well, No panicking.
We breathe and we think about the sun and seven nights whenever you want to use it in Fuerteventura, you plus Bab, etc.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It'll be a nice little kind of breakaway after the whole
experience.
The whole experience. Have you ever been to Fuerteventura, Sam?
No, I've never been.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No, I actually haven't. I'm so nervous.
Okay, right. Here's how it's going to work. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, right? Five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within the 25 seconds, and then you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist, right? There's no skipping or passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, right? You can only do that once, obviously, because that'll be a bit ridiculous if you can do that on all of them. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, you just shout the word swap. So basically we're going to play some tunes, Sam, and you're going to be like, that's that tune from this person, and we're going to say stop the clock, you're dead right. Do you understand the game?
Yes. Oh my God.
Do you have any questions, Sam?
No.
That's fantastic.
Rooting for
good
you,
news. I have one more question, Sam. Where are you from?
From Wicklow.
Sam from Wicklow. What part of Wicklow?
Greystones.
Lovely. Very nice. All right, Sam from Greystones, the very best of luck. Song one on Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Any idea, Sam?
Sammy there?
Don't forget, you can swap it, Sam.
Do you want to swap?
Okay, swap.
Swap. All right. Let's swap it, Sam. Let's swap it out. Don't worry.
We're essentially back to a brand new game now, gal.
Yeah, we're back to a brand new game, but you don't have any swaps remaining. That was Chapel Roan on HOTTOGO. Hot to go, Sam.
All right. You know what? I know that song. I am just panicking now. I didn't realize.
No, don't worry. So that was your one mistake, and now you just take a deep breath and we go for a brand new game because we have swapped that song out, okay? And we're back to 25 seconds on the clock, and song one, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Tell me that I'm the one. Say that you love
me too. Kisses don't come for free. Kisses
don't come
for free.
Yeah, kisses, yeah. Who sings it, do you know? Then we can go.
Who's the DJ?
It's what a priest might do to, like, say, your grand.
Prayer.
No.
I don't know.
3, 2, 1. Oh.
I'm not
going to
know any of these artists.
Oh, that's so annoying, Sam. I'm so sorry. All right. So
she said what a priest would do?
A prayer. Which, to be fair, is absolutely fair. No, it's Bless.
Bless is the name of the artist.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at artist names. I could get the songs, but I wouldn't know the names of the people singing it.
That's all right, Sam. The only thing that matters is, did you have any fun at all?
I had so much fun.
Did you? Oh, well, that's all that matters and that's all that I care about. Sam, listen, the best of luck with everything. The best of luck with letting the builder in and with the baby. And listen,
both equal things, you know.
Both equal things. And thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Sam.
Good luck, Sam.
Bye.
Bye.
I should have done Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Should have done that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's like, when you start off a sentence with, what does a priest do?
It
could go anywhere.
Do you know what?
It could go anywhere.
Send your mind into all sorts of areas.
Exactly. If you want to play Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket tomorrow, then text the word golden right now in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
If you were shouting at the radio going, that was Chapel Roan, that was Chapel Roan, come on.
Then show TTOGO.
Get yourself out of this cold weather and get on the air tomorrow to play the Golden Ticket. As Dave said, golden in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038. And speaking of Chapel Roan, this is Pink Pony Club on Spin. I know
you wanted me to stay. This morning on the show, we're asking you, what do you have that's not yours? Walk yourself through your house there. I'm sure you can have a think about loads of things throughout the house that you're like, that doesn't belong to me, that belongs to my neighbour.
Say nothing.
That belongs to my brother or something like that. This is all because, basically, in 2017, I moved to Waterford, right, just for a job. And I signed up to their library and I took a book. I realised only in the last couple of weeks, and I still have that book because they've been emailing me ever since, and I was just like, why do they always email me? I just see Waterford Library come in and I think it's like an offer or something.
Yes.
And I just swipe off and I'm like, I don't even bother reading it, until the other day where I read it and it was like, you have our book. And I was like, what is it talking about? I don't have their book, until I opened the wardrobe and I was like, there's their book. This is really, really bad. So it means I'm also blocked out from getting more library books.
That's no good.
No good. So, yeah, I have your book, library. I'm really, really sorry. I will return it. But we're curious, what do you have that's not yours? 087 711 103. A couple of texts in. Alice, I have an overnight bag that I robbed from my sister, who robbed it from our cousin, who robbed it from her sister. I've used it in front of all of them, so I think it's officially mine.
Brilliant,
that is how it works. If you use it in front of them, and they say nothing, then it's yours.
I actually think that's an unwritten rule of life. Fair.
That happened to me like so many times with like sunglasses and stuff like that. Like if someone just gives you, like lends you a pair of sunglasses and you wear it to them the next time and they don't say anything, it's yours. Don't worry about it. Someone says my partner's bank card. Nice one. Now that's, if you're going to have anything, that's what you'd want. So Emma, do you have things that you do not
this
own?
This feels like a confessional, to be honest, but I just did what you suggested and I walked through my house and I walked through my wardrobe. In no particular order, this is what comes to mind, and the list could probably go on all day, so we'll keep this as brief as we can.
Go on, what have you got?
My friend Avine's dress that she loaned me for a Christmas party about 5 years ago.
Nice.
My friend Avine's coat that she loaned me 2 weeks ago in Amsterdam because I was cold. It's mine now.
Only 2 weeks ago, that's still fresh.
I washed it, it's hanging up. A dish my granny gave me with some baked good ages ago.
Oh, I've so many dishes that aren't mine.
And some people
like,
are really passionate about getting their dishes back.
People give me, it reminds me of Dairy Girls, the big bowl.
I really like this dish, but if I have to give it back, I will. An air fryer, which belongs to my housemate's dad.
Oh, God.
Random story. He bought it for her. That's fine.
And you took it.
It's in the house.
I do kind of love that. That happens to me multiple times where it's just like I have something that someone else doesn't know how to use. And I'm like, I'll just sort it. It's great. I'll use it all the time.
And then it's mine.
Yes.
A towel. The biggest and most beautiful towel I've ever, ever owned is my friend Mary's. She gave it to me about 5 years ago when we went for a swim in the sea one day at random. And I was like, oh my gosh. She was like, I love that towel. I was like, I know, it's gorgeous, isn't it? I'll definitely return it.
Emma has a very sneaky smile on her face.
I love that towel. Do you know one of those ones that honestly from top to toe covers it? Like the biggest of all.
Love it.
My sister's Doc Martens that she loaned me for a few days last year. My boyfriend's phone charger. Fast one. It's very fast.
I love them.
And a suitcase belonging to my mother that she loaned me again last year when we went to Thailand.
Very good.
It's mine.
You've got loads of stuff that's not
yours. I could keep going.
Do you buy anything?
No. I'm a devil first. I really am. But we all are, aren't we? Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Morning.
Hiya.
I just thought of something.
Go on, what'd you think of?
Do you remember a few years ago it would have been kind of against the law in Spin to not dedicate a lot of time on this morning's show to the fact that it was the Love Island final last night?
Yeah.
Remember those times?
Yeah, do you remember when Spin used to do a podcast with your man Anton Danyluk?
Because Love Island was the biggest thing that summer.
It was huge.
And the summer after that. Anyway, I started watching it with my housemate this time round at the All-Stars season. Some people were kind of giving it a look. My sister was kind of keeping an eye on it here and there, not too dedicated, and the fandom behind it has definitely dropped off. But just to update you on a couple of things I've learned.
Go on.
number one. Casey and Gabby one. Do you know who any of them are?
I know Casey.
Casey has been around the block a while. He was on Big Brother. He was on Love Island a few years ago. You know who's in a literal relationship now? Like a relationship.
Go on.
Ekin-Su.
No, it's not. And Curtis.
And Curtis.
Curtis
and Ekin-Su are an official.
Oh, he's so manly. Curtis.
Can you believe that though? Ekin-Su and Davide was one thing. Ekin-Su and Curtis are a completely different thing. They're official now.
Davide and Curtis, like, where is the
common?
Like, where's the common denominator here? Like, that's so bizarre.
If you're like, oh, shut up talking about Love Island, grand. I will tell you this. In the middle of the final last night, it was crashed by this promo that lit up the screen. Literally, as people were walking out of the villa, and what popped up was the iconic Big Brother eye.
No.
In the middle of Love Island, they interrupted it with literally just a pew, and then it went away again back to the show. And they were teasing the fact that Big Brother will be back, and the is it Celebrity Big Brother this time?
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
It's obviously coming really soon if they're interrupting the final of Love Island with this. So if you're not into Love Island, Big Brother is a coming
in. I can't wait, man. I love Big Brother's my favourite reality show.
Any talks of anyone this year?
I haven't heard of much, to be honest, but
they pulled in Sharon Osbourne last year. That was incredible.
Yeah, and Louis Walsh as well. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. And Ekin-Su.
Ekin-Su as well. She did not do very well for herself at all.
I think she kind of redeemed herself a little bit on Love Island, which she badly needed to do.
I think people need to give Big Brother a chance. I really honestly think it's the best show out there.
I agree with you.
I think Love Island is too contrived. It's too controlled. Big Brother, it's literally just a load of freaks in a house.
Freaks, you know, in the best possible
way. And you just watch them go mad at each other.
Oh,
it's the best TV ever.
Bring it on.
I want to talk to you about Harry Potter. Okay, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. I have found multiple versions of the Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Okay. So I want to read you chapter one of just normal. Now, I won't read you, obviously, the whole chapter. I'm just going to read
I'd love that.
The whole line. Let's just turn the whole show into a podcast. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange and mysterious because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. Mr. Dursley was the director of a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. He was a big, beefy man with hardly any neck, although he did have a very large moustache. Mrs. Dursley was thin and blonde and had nearly twice the usual amount of neck, which came in very useful as she spent so much of her time craning over garden fences trying to spy on the neighbours. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. It's been a long time since I read that, but I still remember it.
It's bizarre, isn't it? And it makes me want to go back and read it.
Yeah.
But something popped up on Twitter the other day. It was just like, oh, I accidentally bought the Harry Potter for Gen Zers. And I was just like, what? And now, obviously, someone has just made up the first page of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone as if it was for Gen Zers.
Okay.
And someone has also done the same as if it was for a pirate and as if it was for Christmas time and if it was for a millennial. I'll give you the Gen Z version first, right?
Go on.
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive liked flexing that they were basic, thank you. TBH, they were the last people you'd think would be sus because they were all fax, no printer. Mr. Dursley was adulting at a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. He was a dummy thick, with 3 C's, man with hardly any neck, although he had an absolute unit of a moustache.
Oh, brilliant.
Mrs. Dursley was a total Karen with zero chill and had a hella neck, which came in very useful when she was stalking her neighbours and not minding her own.
Class.
All right, that's the Gen Z version of Harry
Love
Potter.
I'm
really, really into it. The millennial one.
Oh, go on.
Now, keep in mind, right?
Let's go.
Keep in mind, the chapter one is called The Boy Who Lived, right? The millennial version is The Bay Who Lived. Yes! Mr. and Mrs. Dursley were so lucky that they were finally able to move out of their parents' house and actually buy their own home at number 4 Privet Drive. Humble brag. They were proud to say that they were meh AF, okay, thanks? They were the last peeps you'd expect to be involved in anything cray because they just can't even. Mr. Dursley was a savage director at a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. Not to body shame, but he was packing more pounds than your average dad bod. He had zero neck, but his moustache, which he regularly shampooed and conditioned, was on fleek. Mrs. Dursley was a total mood with a neck that was so extra that she could easily snoop on the neighbours. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, that's brilliant. And of all the things over the years that I feel like TikTok during the pandemic in particular was so anti-millennial and we were all feeling crap about ourselves. I've never felt more millennial than that.
Yeah, it's quite
right there.
It's quite millennial. It's bad. This one is if Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was written for a pirate.
Okay.
Captain Wenge Dursley, of number 4 Privet Drive, be proud to say that they'd be perfectly normal. Thank you very much. They'd be the last scallywags you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. Captain Dursley was the director of a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. He was a big, beefy scallywag with hardly any neck, although he did have a mighty large moustache. Wenge Dursley was thin and blonde and had well nigh... it's so hard to read pirate.
You sound like Hagrid.
Thin and blonde... well nigh twice the usual amount of neck, which came in mighty useful as she spent so much of her time craning over garden fences spying on the neighbours.
Very good. Well,
that was really hard on my voice.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then lastly, I found one which is so absolutely pointless, but I love it, and why the hell not? This is chapter one, The Holly Jolly Boy Who Lived, and it's Santa and Mrs. Claus Dursley of number 4 Privet Pole were proud to say that they were perfectly merry, ho ho ho. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything frosty or joyful because they just didn't sled with such nonsense. Santa Dursley was the director of a factory called Winter Wonderland, which made drills. He was a big naughty man with hardly any figgy pudding, although he did have a big curly white beard. Mrs. Claus Dursley was thin and snowy and had nearly twice the usual amount of figgy pudding, which came in very useful as she spent so much of her time craning over igloos, spying on the reindeer. Absolutely bizarre.
Can I ask where this was? Was this Twitter?
This was on Twitter, but then I went like, I went searching. I was like, is there more versions? There's more versions out there, so you can check out. Just, I would honestly just search Harry Potter.
And is it the whole book?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like the first page or something.
It's probably a good idea. You know the way sometimes like the classics from way, way, way back that are actually quite hard to read, although I like them. I feel very fabulous, darling, because I studied English in college, so we had to read like really old stuff. And it makes you feel like very academic, even though you're like, I've no idea what these words mean. But to do that with my class.
I wonder though, like, because I think they're only just the pages of these books. Mm. Like it's just the first page. But now with ChatGPT, I'd say ChatGPT could write the entire book as a pirate,
that's
or
so
as
true.
Santa, or as a millennial. Do you know what I mean?
Or as Britney Spears.
There you go.
Or as, I don't know, you name it, Bart Simpson.
There you go.
That would be much more interesting for people, wouldn't it?
I'd be into it.
Obviously, I just want to start by saying I would not necessarily like to live in this world where I wouldn't be able to hear men's voices, unlike the likes of Trump or whatever.
Okay.
I'd love to not be able to hear him. There's certain people in the world.
And you're not afraid to say it.
And I'm not afraid to say it. There's certain people I'd love to be able to tune out, and on that list, really at the moment, is Trump.
Okay. Great.
I'd love to not be able to hear a word. Or Musk. Anytime they're on the news, his voice just annoys me so much, the Trump stuff in particular. But imagine waking up one morning and not being able to hear the other gender's voice. This is what happened to this lady, Miss Chen. She's in China, and the Daily Mail reporting on this, so you know, really, really factual stuff. She went to bed feeling nauseous and with ringing in her ears, and when she woke up, she couldn't hear her fella's voice, her boyfriend's voice at all.
Okay.
She went and saw an ear, nose and throat specialist, a female doctor, and found that she could hear the doctor, but not this young male patient who walked in.
Right.
It did tests, and apparently this is, she's been diagnosed with low frequency hearing loss, which is obviously quite rare, and it blocks out lower sounds, so the depth of a male voice, she can't hear only higher pitches.
So she can't hear fellas.
She can't hear fellas.
No harm, girls, what?
I know, I was just thinking that. wouldn't it just be delightful in some cases, but in others not so much at all. In terms of causes, stress. So maybe, guys, stress yourself out as much as you can and hope for the best.
And maybe you'll get this syndrome too.
I was just thinking about how music and everything would sound minus males.
Okay.
You know? One of the biggest songs we're playing at the moment, APT.
Oh, my God.
Just minus a bit of Bruno.
Oh, I hate it.
I don't like it very much either.
I hate it. A world of no Bruno is not a world I want to live in.
I did realise early this morning that there's not very many regular or, what would you say, modern, cool collaborations in terms of male-female duets. So we're going to take it back a little bit with how Moves Like Jagger would sound without Maroon 5, i.e. Adam Levine involved.
If I share my secret, you're going to have to keep it. Nobody else.
I don't really mind it without
a lot of instrumental songs in this world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of, like, one of my favourite songs of the last year.
They're not like us. Oh, wait. He's not there.
To be honest, I'd listen to the beat over and over again. I don't even think I need Kendrick on that, to be honest. And one of my absolutely favourite guys.
No Hosier.
Imagine a world not being able to hear Hosier's very deep.
So do you think that woman can hear that? She can hear the beats.
I think that's what they're saying.
She can't hear the voice. That's insane.
It seems to purely be a male vocal that's affecting her.
That's choice. That has to be choice.
Do you think?
I fair play to her.
She's taking the whole, like, I don't know, pet, I didn't hear you. Yeah. I tuned out. I wasn't listening to you.
She's a scorned person. She's a scorned woman. And she's just like, do you know what? Oh, to hell with the Lottias.
Fair enough.
I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Well, do you know what? She's dead right. All this week on the show, we're teaming up with Easy Living Interiors.
Yeah, their winter sale ends on Sunday with reductions on sofas, dining, bedroom and home accessories. We really enjoy the fact that the winter sale is still going on. Really, really appreciate that.
And I also appreciate the fact it's ending on Sunday. So even the brands and the stores are saying it's time to move on now to spring. Do you get me?
Yes.
So that's nice.
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
So Easy Living, if it's not really sunny by next week, it's your fault.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Easy Living Interiors is the ultimate destination for designing your home, your dream home, should I say, with stores at Liffey Valley Retail Park, Sandyford, Belgard Retail Park, Tala and Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry.
That €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors to go on the show again this morning. And Alana is on to give her a little game a go. Hello.
Good morning.
What's going on with you? How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you doing?
I am driving into rehearsals for my school's transition year musical.
Oh, cool.
Very good. What's the musical?
We were doing Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Is that how it goes?
Little Shop of Terrors.
That's exactly how it goes.
I've never seen it. The fact that Emma Nolan knows a musical should be applauded.
I skipped TY, but my pals were doing the TY musical, and that's exactly what they did as well.
And you watched it?
I went to see them, yeah.
And you lasted the whole thing?
I did, actually.
I'm proud of you.
It's different when you know everyone on the stage. Be like, look at Shane from Matt's giving a welly over there.
That's gas. All right, well, fair play.
Are you after a few bits from Easy Living Interiors then?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you need?
We've actually just managed to finally buy a house.
Woo! Oh my God, congratulations.
I know, people say that with much fear. So we've actually just managed to buy a house.
Yeah, no, definitely. Be proud of that. That's unbelievable.
Well done. So here's how this is going to work. Dave is going to show me some items that are sold in Easy Living and I'm going to describe them to you in 30 seconds. We need to identify three of them without saying the word exactly. So that's your job. Listen to what I'm describing. Shout out what you think I'm describing. We need to get three correct in 30 seconds to win this voucher for you, okay?
Okay,
listen closely. Let's go.
Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Emma, here's your first word.
You can see your reflection in it.
A mirror.
Yes. It is something that you lie on the bed.
A duvet?
No, you're lying on it, as in it's kind of comfy and...
Mattress.
Yes, well done. And finally, this is not a light. It's kind of just hanging beside you, maybe in the corner of the room.
What'd you say?
A lamp.
Yes!
A lamp. Perfect. With 8 seconds to go.
This is great.
You have just bagged yourself a €200 Easy Living Interiors voucher. Well done.
Nice one.
Thank you so much.
Happy.
You made my whole day.
Happy days. Now you got a new house. You deserve it. Now go and put some nice things in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We and will.
Best of luck with the TY musical as well, Alana. Talk to you later.
See you, Alana.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye-bye. Another chance for you to win with Easy Living Interiors on tomorrow's show. We'll do that just after 7:30.
And how did you feel describing the words? Or how did you feel guessing the words?
Really smart.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It's tough, isn't it?
The poor old dog's at home on his own, obviously, for the few hours in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And then I tend to take the work to home because I need to hang out with the dog. And I have to say, it's only day two. Of this particular situation. Sorry, there was days last week as well. The poo count while I'm out of the house is dropping significantly. The boy is getting smart,
this
man.
This is very good.
Honestly, yes, I woke up this morning to leave him out expecting to deal with poo as I have been doing in the mornings. Now the little boy waited till he was left outside to
do his
business.
Great?
He's just getting smarter with the day. You know,
this is Emma's boyfriend we're talking about, Jack.
He's not pooing when I'm not around. It's great. Don't have to clean up after him. Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Would you know, or Emma and Dave, should I say. Would you know...
Whoa, who's that?
How classic. At 10 o'clock, I mess it up.
Do you know what? It's Tuesday. You actually did really, really well to not say it so
far.
That's the first time she said it.
Thanks. Do you know what I'm wearing at the moment? Can you tell that I've got my Invisalign in?
I cannot.
I just forgot to take it out there before we came on air.
Oh, very good.
I'm not half as spitty anymore, am
I? No, I remember you said spin.
Spin. Right, we're back here first thing in the morning. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Good luck.